Thursday, July 14th, having a conversation concerning today's headlines and real-life challenges. Stay with us as we apply a biblical worldview with gospel solutions to put the issues of today in perspective. I'm Tom Lamprecht. With me again in the studio is author, pastor, conference speaker, and adjunct professor Harry Reeder. Harry, I want to take you to a story today out of the Epoc Times. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has upheld a school district policy regarding identity of transgender students. Harry, in a nutshell, the Supreme Court of Wisconsin has told parents they don't have a right to know what their children are doing in school when it comes to their transgender identities.
So in other words, the school now has information about the children concerning some of the most intimate, private, and life-altering decisions that they are making in some of the most formative years of life. And this extraordinary, life-altering information, the school will not share with the parents, and the court has said that they have every right to withhold that. There's something else very interesting. The 14 parents who initiated this did so under pseudonyms because of the pushback that they thought they might receive, as well as their children. But now the court says that they are not allowed to withhold their name. Isn't it interesting? Now the court says the government has the right to withhold from you the names of the children and the individual children from their parents in terms of these issues that they are having, which any parent would want to know about, any parent would want to deal with. And they have made that ruling based upon the fact that some children may be fearful that their parents would find out. When I was a child, I was a little fearful if I hadn't done my work and my report card was going to be sent home. So now they have the right to withhold information on the child's progress in education, because the foundation of the ruling was that if the child might be fearful, then we need to go the extra mile to protect them because of those fears from communicating anything to their parents, even though the parents are responsible before the Lord, certainly, and even legally, for the well-being of these children. The well-being of the parents is no longer a consideration. So if you want to pursue this, we're going to expose you to the general public, and you're going to have to deal with the ramifications of this initiative calling for an injunction on the school policy of withholding information concerning the children's questions and counseling in the areas of sexual interest, sexual activity, and transgenderism. What we have here is an interesting convergence. Number one is the continual overreach of governmental authority. Now the government is going to determine what is permissible and what is not permissible. You say, well, no, wait, Harry, we're talking about a school system. Yes, we're talking about a government school system, a policy that's been promoted with full approval, as far as I can see, from the National Educators Association, as well as the local boards that are there, that children in their years of puberty and moving into adolescence, they can now pursue issues such as sexual activity, such as transgenderism, counseling for it, the pursuit of medical intervention in their lives. What we're talking about is the initiation of medical intervention, the pursuit of it, without parents finding out about this as they move down this road of transgenderism, and the parents don't know, and what's out there is the possible surgical activity that I believe is nothing more than mutilation. I believe it's child abuse, and it takes place under a false claim of gender reassignment. Secondly, we know what happens to people in terms of their psychological life, their emotional life, when they move down this transgender pathway. And then you've also got the issue, what do you do to young men and young women internally with chemical medications? These are the same drugs that are applied to chemically castrate sex offenders. These are life-altering, irreversible acts in terms of surgery and in terms of chemical applications. And you've started moving the child on this trajectory with the parent not knowing anything about it. the operative World in Life View right now in our academies and in the culture shapers is one of paganism, meaning androgyny. You can declare yourself whatever you want to, that we're all simply human beings by chance. There's no design, there's no creator, and therefore the distinction between the creator and the creation is assaulted by attacking the distinctions that the creator has put within the creation, such as male and female.
Harry, let me take you to another issue, and that is the fact that there was a dissenting opinion. Justice Roggensack went into detail on the constitutional right of parents to raise their children as they see fit. Again, a constitutional right. While this particular situation is alarming, perhaps the larger issue is the fact that we have a government agency taking away that constitutional right.
There's a World in Life View. That's why we do this program. There's a World in Life View that is rooted in God's revelation in nature and in His Word. In nature, it is abundantly clear that God has made us male and female. And so that World in Life View is being rejected. What is the instrument? The power of the government. The government now takes the place of God. We are the ones who will determine what is good for life, what kind of person someone should be. We will now supersede what God has revealed as the basic and foundational institution of society, which is the family. What we must not have is a government that supersedes the church, the family, the individual's rights. The government is here to uphold the Constitution and protect the God-given rights of the individuals. And one of those is a God-given right for parents to raise their children. The government does not have a right to make the children their own possession for these experimental, life-changing, and in sometimes life-ending activities associated with the LGBTQ agenda, particularly this one of transgenderism. Parents, the trumpet blast has been made by the government. You have no right to know what we're doing with your children, what we're teaching your children, what your children are talking to us about, because you might get in the way of our grooming of these children in this androgyny movement through transgenderism. So clearly, we have to have a couple of things. Number one is churches need to disciple Christians so that they know the truth of God's word. And like these parents, they must fearlessly, even if they're being exposed by name, you must fearlessly enter into the battle for the sake of your children and for the sake of sanity. And Christians need to get into the public square promoting public policy that is rooted in sound public theology that's affirmed in natural law as well as revealed law in God's Word. And then secondly, the church needs to do its job in the equipping of Christians so that they can be not only the light of the gospel, but salt to restrain the sin that inevitably comes into every society when it no longer is under the restraining work of God's common grace within its citizenry and within its leaders. And then finally, Tom, who is going to educate my child? Are you going to turn it over to this World in Life View that is clearly being propounded through the government agencies of public education? Now listen, I am fully aware there are fine, godly men and women who are in the public school system, as I count them as missionaries for Christ. And I know that in some places it is better than other places. But when you see these stories, you see the clear trajectory that the public school system is the number one focused instrument for the culture shapers, including big government, to get hold of the children to teach this pagan World in Life View of the autonomy of self and the manipulation of others for one's own ends of rebellion against the Almighty.
Pastor Harry Reeder has developed a special series for the family, 7 Essentials for the Christian Family. It will help equip your family to experience life triumphantly in Christ. 7 Essentials for the Christian Family is available by going to briarwood.org/7 and the word essentials. Well, thanks for being with us today. Join us again tomorrow as we continue our conversation and as we apply a biblical worldview to put the issues of today in perspective.